Chapter 2. Movement. Somewhere in the jungle, northwest of Bogota, Colombia. Juan Ramon Ballesteros cursed through his teeth and reached past his swollen beer gut for the cell phone lodged in the pocket of his cargo shorts. His sleeveless white T-shirt was already soaked in sweat, and the unlit Cohiba Bejique jammed between his lips was soggy. It had been a brutal and unforgiving summer, the air so humid that it felt as though he were walking through loaves of warm bread. Ballesteros was barely 40, but the heavy burdens of his position had drawn deep lines around his eyes, had turned his beard and curly locks gunmetal gray, and had left him hunched over with chronic back pain that struck like blows from a machete. However, his physical discomforts were the least of his concerns. The four young men with gunshot wounds to their heads had his complete attention. They'd been lying on the jungle floor for most of the night, and the early morning dew had left a sheen on their pale bodies. The flies buzzed and alighted on their cheeks, their eyelids, and flew into their open mouths. Rigor mortis had already set in, and their bowels had released. The stench was ungodly, and had Ballesteros turning his head away to gasp and swallow back the bile. The team had come to set up another mobile cocaine lab, which was anything but high-tech and hygienic, only a few homemade tents covering mountains of coca leaves drying on the dirt floor. One tent was used for the production and storage of gasoline and sulfuric acid, among other chemicals necessary to manufacture at least 1,000 kilos of paste per week. In years past, Ballesteros had given a few of his more powerful buyers tours of the camps, showing them the exacting and multi-stage process by which the product was produced. While coca farmers all followed slightly different recipes, Ballesteros's men needed 1,000 kilos of coca leaves to get just 1 kilo of paste, about 2.2 pounds. For the tours, they would demonstrate how to make 1/10 of that amount. His men fired up weed whackers to crush 100 kilos of leaves and add to them 16 kilos of sea salt and 8 kilos of limestone. They would mix those ingredients together by vigorously stomping on them until they created a black, dirt-like mixture that was poured into a large drum.